Hey, Russell.
Hey, man. How you doing, Tim?
Hey, I'm doing real good. Real good.
No doubt. Happy hometown hoedown tour, my man.
Yeah, thank you. Tomorrow it starts. The beginning of the end starts, anyway.
Any cool happen over the weekend?
The regular stuff.
That's the regular.
Industry things I suppose we should talk about, yeah.
Man, super excited for you because, of course, at the dinner, or what do they call it?
Gala.
The gala, the buffet.
Where all the very important show up and...
Yeah, we're all,
be seen, yeah.
That was the one night, and then, bam, album of the year. Like, come on.
Yeah, we definitely didn't expect to win album of the year or anything that we were nominated for on the second night, so we felt pretty good not being there, being all the way in Alberta, doing our day job, and like 10 minutes before we got on stage, we got the news, we got the frantic call from everybody at Sony with the shaky FaceTime, and it was pretty overwhelming to have to do right before going on stage, but we made it a part of the night, and it was so special, memorable, like forever. For sure.
Which is super cool because, I'll be honest, my heart immediately went out to you guys because I knew you weren't there. And I heard the name and I'm like, ah!
Now, I know exactly, right?
You're there doing what you love, I know, but for something like this, like, yeah.
Exactly. We didn't get the chance to look the Reklaws in the eye and be like, we finally beat you at something. That's what I'm most upset about. I'm just kidding. No, yeah. It was... I mean, like, the categories, everything. We do feel like late arrivals to this country music thing, and it honestly, every step of the journey, it feels like the family that we didn't know we had this whole time. We were this independent band for 7-8 years doing our own thing, and we get into country music, and everybody's like, where you been? And here's some awards, and we love you, and it's just overwhelming. It's amazing, but it's overwhelming.
There's other congratulations I've got to give to you. Man, I've got to stop blowing your head up, but... credit where due.
Don't stop.
Huge congrats on the latest single, man. Going top five. Like, that's another monster.
Yeah, all at once, right? And that one I can deflect, as is my way. I don't even have to self-deprecate. That's a song written by Brad Rempel. Brad Rempel also performs on it. He's the lead singer of High Valley. And he manages our band. So this is, for us, like a big moment as Team Tim and the Glory Boys / Brad Rempel. And, again, we're continuously blown away, not just by the industry, but specifically by the people that work with us, Brad being one of them, Warren Kopnick, and Joe Ferrari, Mikhail Gonzalez, just all of the folks at Sony that work so hard to get these things on the radio in the first place, to craft the songs and then fire them up the charts. We have very little to do with that part, so I want to give credit where credit is due.
Well, it's a great song, man, and you guys do a fantastic job on it. So, and I mean, of course, Brad, he had a good weekend too.
Yeah. There's something about collaborating with none other than Alison Krauss that feels like a trump card on everything that happened on the weekend. But yeah, he's that guy. He juggles all these plates like it ain't no thing, and we're just grateful to be one of his spinning plates.
I've had the opportunity to interview you guys twice on Zoom and once in Thunder Bay in an RV. I was with Trent as part of Country 105.
Yeah, I remember. Okay. We had a time. That was quite the afternoon.
Oh my God! Yeah.
We're gonna get to see you in person, obviously, tomorrow.
I'm gonna be hanging out with you guys on stage tomorrow. So yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Likewise.
So this Maritime tour, let's talk about, I mean, it has been going on for some time. So, but again, we talk as that was the dress rehearsal because now it's crowds in the Maritimes. Kicking off tomorrow night at the Marquee. But you guys have quite a few dates here across the Maritimes. So exciting stuff for folks to be able to catch you.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, I mean, like the Halifax show tomorrow is, we've been anticipating this for months and months and months. This tour started as COVID kind of started to lock in, and we needed to kind of scale down our production, so we made it this acoustic thing. It's just the four of us across the front of the stage. We have one kick drum and a bunch of bluegrass instruments and voices and whatever comes with a bunch of dads getting to live their dreams out on the other side of the country with permission from their families to go and have a time. Recently award-winning, so our hands are going to be a little bigger than usual. We might be bigger a-holes than normal, but... Other than that, yeah, the same old thing. Yeah.
All in good fun, though, and we know that by now.
We don't have, of course. We don't have the capacity to be those guys. It is literally, as you said, all in good fun, and we're having a blast. before winning awards and getting these accolades. And it just, what it does is it just gives us more confidence to keep doing what we're doing and more love for the people that make it possible. And ultimately for the fans that show up, buy tickets and party with us. This is the celebration leg of the tour. It's the final two legs, or the final 2 weeks, sorry, of this tour that's been going on for 3.5 years. And, man, we just couldn't be more excited to do it in Atlantic Canada.
Nor us, because we do know how to party. So we're looking forward to celebrating.
You do. This is a Maritime Kitchen party. It is finally coming to its home, and we still have a lot to learn. So we're hoping to learn a few things in the final 2 weeks of the tour from the rowdies.
Man, this is awesome. Really looking forward to hanging out with you guys tomorrow. If people are on the hunt for tickets, where can they go?
TimmyTour.com is one of them. That's TimmyTour.com. Or TimandTheGloryBoys.com, I believe. And that'll link you to the places to get the tickets. And if you're not already coming, man, come. We have a few tickets left wherever you are in the schedule. So we're stoked.
Awesome.
And we're stoked to just be in Halifax for the after party. We've had so many good times in the city, and that we're anticipating great things tomorrow night as well. And tonight, we're actually showing up in a few hours. So
nice.
Stoked.
As are we, man. Look forward to it. And for tickets, TimandTheGloryBoys.com.
Russell, thank you. Thanks for your support, and looking forward to seeing you in the gang.
Likewise, man. Can't wait to clink a drink with you.
All right, we'll do it.